Even though this young man had but a few months of formal education, you wouldn't know it by what career he adopted and how he changed the world. His story is next on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today, his workshops are a historical site in the suburbs of New York City. Mary Anger Backus says this area was the country when Thomas Edison moved to West Orange to construct his workshops. There, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, he would assemble teams of scientists, craftsmen, and inventors that would literally change the world.
His teams of muckers, as he called them. He referred to the people who worked on his ideas as his muckers. Certainly, those were select numbers of people, but at one time in its history, at its height, about 1900 to about 1915, Edison Industries employed 10,000 people because they were also manufacturing what was invented here. That was a real key. It was the world's first research and development facility, but they also manufactured what they invented and sold it.
It's interesting to see how some of the goals Edison had for his machines actually differed from their eventual use.
He saw motion pictures as a tool for education. He invented motion pictures to use in the classroom. He didn't foresee widespread commercial use or Hollywood.
Many of the buildings at the Edison National Historic Site are just as they were when Edison passed away. As he grew older, there was a push to preserve these famous buildings, and that's why the Park Service has many of Edison's original resources right here for visitors to see.
Mr. Edison changed all of our lives, everyone who lives around the world. And we're the site that commemorates that change in our lifestyles that has never really to this day been duplicated.
It's a place that all Americans should take time to visit. After all, it was from these very buildings that many of our modern-day conveniences originated. Traveling the countryside, in West Orange, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McRae.